It's something for folks to watch the temperatures, have their blankets handy. Again, I just unloaded some new plants from Oregon that are fully leafed out, Japanese maples. I was out there spraying with water at 7:30 in the morning in the hopes that the frost isn't going to brown off all those beautiful leaves, and then the tree is going to have to grow a whole new set. So if we are very careful with plants we may be buying locally that are coming into town, we've mentioned this before, have your blankets handy or just don't put them out quite yet. Have water jugs if you've got stuff in the ground that's newly planted, leafed out stuff. And have old blankets, Remay horticultural fabric to cover those with. And hope for the best. Clear plastic on the ground right now, of course, is warming the soil with the sunshine. That's a real plus. And if you have warm soil, that will help prevent some frost damage for those new young tender plants that are not very tall.
I take it that you had some expectations Tuesday night that it was going to get a little chilly?
Well, I watched walked the dog at 10:30 at night, and it's clear at night. And on the one hand, I was hoping for sunshine the next day, and on the other hand, I think, we got to be careful with
this. So you were out late Tuesday night then?
Yes, well, every night. And we can watch the weather forecast all we want, but the wizards are not necessarily correct. So it's look out of my house, out of the window, and I can see almost a Huna. Now, that's a good hour and a half forecast.
Yeah. What are the things that we should be keeping in mind here as the start of the gardening season gets underway?
Again, thinking about, even though it isn't the theoretical last frost date, say for downtown is around May 1st, out in the upper end of the valley, maybe May 20th to May 30th, that we can be planting. We should be planting. I've got my peas and kale that I talked about a few weeks back are sprouting in the ground right now, and the spinach and lettuce and lots of stuff indoors to be starting, but also look at the stuff that's flowering. I mean, there's lots of primroses already flowering, and that's something we might want to plan ahead for. Are we going to divide some of these because we've got these great big clumps, or maybe some of your neighbors have been admiring yours, or maybe you've been admiring your neighbor's plants, as far as when we can be dividing and transplanting this stuff. So those early bloomers can be transplanted, can be dug and divided and transplanted after they're done blooming.
Okay. And they may be a few weeks yet then, right?
Yes, exactly. So again, take a look at the stage of the plants. And again, depending on whose yard this stuff is in, if you wait till after they're done blooming, clip off the flower heads because we're not trying to save seeds of those. And then once we dig them, divide them, replant them, they get lots of time this summer to grow new roots, and so they'll be well-established and hopefully then bloom next year.
Do you divide them like rhubarb with a shovel just right down the center, or do you?
It really depends on the plants. So even just with two different kinds of primroses, the ones, the pom-pom or globe primroses that are blooming right now, lavender, white, reds, those, if you dig up a clump and have a bucket or a wheelbarrow full of water, you can slosh the roots around in there. They will just fall apart in your hands. And you can separate those very nicely. Where some of the little low-growing Julies, like Dorothy, which again is a pale yellow one blooming right now, those you have to cut apart because they grow by rhizomes that are attached. So they are a very different growth habit. So again, looking at the plants, talking to somebody about how do I divide this stuff, certainly give me a call. I mean, I'm chock full of gardening advice.
Do you need anything to kind of spur the new root growth in some of those after you split them?
Really, the best thing is mix in some compost. Mix in, whether it be composted steer manure, I've got piles of horse manure, mushroom compost, that kind of stuff. Mix that in the soil. Improve your soil first before putting them back in. A little light sprinkling of fertilizer to mix in. And then, of course, water these plants in so that at least initially maybe Mother Nature is going to take care of that for the rest of the year. I'm hoping we have to water a little bit this summer maybe.
Okay. And before we go, you probably should mention two big gardening events happening this weekend, right?
They are. April Fowls and Foods Weekend at the DZ. If you contact the Cooperative Extension here in Juneau, they have the information on that, and I've got doing a gardening workshop there. There's also the Creative Garden Design Workshop on Saturday at the Baranoff. There are fees for both of these events. For folks, for more information on the Garden Design Workshop, call Val Hillier. She's president of the Juneau Garden Club. Her number is 209-7100 for more information on that one. That's 10 to 5 Saturday. And then calling all Master Gardeners for a Master Gardener potluck or Master Gardener wannabes at Sandy Beach Picnic Area, 5:30 Saturday afternoon. So come on down and maybe you have some questions for Master Gardeners.
A quick question on that design workshop. Is that for like landscape gardens or is that for vegetable gardens?
All of the above. The woman is coming up from down south, from Seattle area, I believe, and she has already asked for some people to bring photographs or send her photographs to use in her talk about what to do with this. If you've got a problem, you've got a screening your neighbor's boats and dead cars and whatnot, or how to improve your yard. She's also on Sunday is going to be doing some consultations in people's yards for a fee. So again, that's if you call Val Hillier, you can get a little more information on what's all happening, and there will be more information on the some other media events coming up.
Okay. Ed Barsky, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.